إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ونبيك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي أولًا بتقوى الله عز وجل وتعته يقول الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير صدق الله العظيم Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Lord, our Creator, our Protector, our Sustainer. And may Allah's peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his noble companions, and all the Muslim believers who live until the day of Al-Qiyamah. Respected elders, brother Muslims, let me remind myself and all of you of the importance of living a life of taqwa, a life of piety, to be conscious of Allah in each and every aspect of our life, to enjoin and carry out all that He has asked us to do, and to refrain from all that we have been prohibited from doing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all for all the deeds that we do solely for the benefit of the people, and in order to gain the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected brother Muslims, we are all very fortunate and we should be thankful for being blessed with the opportunity, the prestige of living as Muslims. Allah says in the Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ Honor is surely belonging to Allah and His Messenger and to the believers. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ Allah says that you need not fear, you need not despair, because if you are true believers, then you are the most extolled. Therefore, being a believer is a great blessing. But for that, we should live as true believers. We should lead a life of a true Muslim. We all know that we have been created on earth in order to carry out a mission. So what is our mission in this world? Our mission in this world is twofold. One is to serve and obey our Creator, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other is to serve humanity. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Which is that we have created the jinn and mankind to worship me. Then again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that He has brought us forth from the earth so that we will tend to it, we will look after it, we will work towards developing it. هُوَ أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَاسْتَعْمَرَكُمْ فِيهَا. Therefore, we have a duty towards Allah, and we have a duty towards the earth, the country, the nation, the ummah, in the midst of whom we are living. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-Hajj, the final verse, He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْجُدُوا وَارْكَعُوا وَاعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ وَافْعَلُوا الْخَيْرَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. O you who believe, bow and prostrate and worship your Lord, and at the same time, do good so that you may succeed. Therefore, as a Muslim, just as it is important that I engage in acts of worship that could bring me close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gain for me His pleasure, it is equally important that we do good to humanity. Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, he narrates that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا قَامَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَفِي يَدِ أَحَدِكُمْ فَسِيلَةٌ يُلِيدُ أَن يَغْرِزَهَا فَلْيَغْرِزْهَا. If the final hour comes, while you have a plant or a sapling in your hand, and it is possible for you to plant it before that hour comes, before the end of the world, then let him plant it. This shows the value of our contributing towards the prosperity of the country, the nation, the land that we are living in. This contribution towards humanity is an essential aspect of a believer's life. It is like the two wings of the bird, serving Allah and serving humanity. In order for the bird to fly and be aloft in the sky, both wings have to be spread and work equally. They should work with a balance. And similarly, it is important that we maintain such a balance in the mission that we are sent to fulfill on this earth. That is why in Surah Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us of that. He is saying, وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ أَلَّا تَطْغَوْا فِي الْمِيزَانِ وَأَقِيمُوا الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تُخْسِرُوا الْمِيزَانِ. And the heaven He raised and imposed in it a balance, that you do not transgress that balance and establish weight in justice. Give justice its true place and do not make deficient the balance. Therefore, maintaining this balance, which is a reality in all Allah's creations, is essential for us to live as true Muslims. Respected brother Muslims, all the Sharia rulings, whether they are connected to acts of worship or they are related to our day-to-day life, they all have a humanitarian aspect. We should understand that the prayer, just as it takes us closer and closer to Allah, similarly it prevents us from involving and indulging in evil acts. Similarly, fasting, zakat helps us deprive the society of poverty and help those who are in need. Similarly, all forms of worship and all forms of religious rulings, there is a humanitarian aspect through which we are able to work towards the betterment of the other people. Respected brother Muslims, the higher objectives of Islam, of the Islamic Sharia, they aim at safeguarding five essential elements in human life, which is their religion, their life, the wealth, the intellect and the progeny. As long as we are able to achieve these objectives, we will have fulfilled the obligations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enjoined upon us. These obligations are not confined only to Muslims. This humanity, it extends the bonds of family. It extends the bonds of faith to include all human beings. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in numerous instances in the Quran, He has emphasized the fact that all human beings are from one origin. And there is nothing that can differentiate between them except their inclination towards doing good and righteous. In Surah Nisa, the opening verse says, O mankind, fear your Lord who created you from one single soul. Let us fear Allah in the matter of each and every living being, because they all have been created from one single soul. Then again in Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah is again reminding us and saying, O mankind, indeed we have created you from male and female and made you peoples and tribes that you may know one another. Indeed the most noble of you is the most righteous of you. Indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-knowing and well acquainted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is our creator. He knows best what is good for us and what is good for us to live a successful life in this world. Ala ya'lamu man khalaq wa huwa al-latif al-khabir. Surely does not the creator know what is good for us? Therefore, respected brother Muslims, when we say that it is important as a Muslim that we serve humanity, it means that we serve all human beings without differentiating between caste, creed, color or religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, when He speaks about how the people were disputing as to what should be the direction of the Qibla, and some were accusing the Muslims of choosing whatever they pleased, whatever Qibla they pleased, and worshipping towards that direction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying the matter. And He is saying in the Quran, for each of the people, they have their own religion, and they have their own direction towards which they face. But raise all of you towards everything that is good and beneficial to the people. Therefore, our differences in religion and in our creed does not need to prevent us from doing all that is good to the people. Again in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. To each of you, we have prescribed a law and a method. Had Allah willed, He would have made you all as one nation, united in religion. But He intended to test you in what He has given you. So raise all of you towards what is good. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us Muslims, has made us believers, so as to test us, who from amongst us is ready to do good to humanity. The Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was very particular that no injustice and no ill treatment is given to the non-Muslims, to the other communities, how they should be treated with love and care. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said, "Beware if anyone wrongs a contracting person of another religion, or diminish his right, or forces him to work beyond his capacity, or takes from him anything without his consent, I will argue against him on the day of judgment. This was when the other religious followers were living as a minority at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At such a time, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is emphasizing the importance of treating them justly. So how much more careful we should be in matters concerning the followers of other religions in a country where we are living as a minority. Respected brother Muslims, we should always cooperate in matters of good, matters of piety, and never cooperate in matters of evil and deceit to the people. Unfortunately, with all the tests, with all the things that have taken place in the past, many of us are still not understanding the importance of leading an exemplary life as a Muslim in today's community. We tend to still indulge in deceit and cheat and injustice in all our day-to-day activities. We still see businessmen who, in the guise of Islam, try to deceive the other people. They would attempt to sell products of inferior quality. They would change the labels of the products. They would add things that are harmful to human beings in their products. They will sell products that are inferior of quality and which could have harmful effects on the people. Medicines that are not up to the standard. Electronic items that emanate radiation that could harm the people. We are not careful as to what could cause harm to the people. Our only concern today is what can bring us more profit, what can earn us a quick buck. And we simply do not have any concern for the good health and well-being of the people. This is bringing a bad reputation upon not only those people who are indulged in such activities, but to the Muslim community as a whole. In the name of halal, in the name of our Muslim dress code, we are bringing disrepute to the Muslim community. We should be very careful of this, because today we as a Muslim community are being observed minutely. Each and every of our action is being followed and noted, and a very small mistake that we make is being magnified so that it will bring disrepute to our community. Therefore we should be very vigilant. We should be very careful as to how we portray the picture of Islam to the people. Let us portray the human side of Islam to the people. Let us show the other people how Islam makes a person serve his community, do good to his community, and not bring harm to his community. Let us show the people what a beautiful religion Islam is through our actions, and not allow these Islamic identities and Islamic rituals pose a threat to the other people. Today we find that several acts of the Muslims are being seen with concern by the people of other religions. They are looking at us as if it is our religion which is radicalizing us. We should show them the other picture of Islam, how Islam is a religion of humanity, and how it works towards serving the people and serving the nation. And we should participate with other people in matters of common interest, in the matters of nation building. We should work shoulder to shoulder with the other communities in doing such good activities. Respected brother Muslims, the da'wah that we can do in this country is to do good to our country and our nation. This is better than many words that we tend to speak, rather than us boasting of us being Muslims and showing that we are Muslims in our dress and in our appearance, it is important that we show that we are Muslims through our exemplary conduct. Allah says in the Quran, and who is better in speech than one who invites to Allah and does righteous and says, indeed I am of the Muslims. You are saying that you are a Muslim through the righteous deeds that you are doing. And Allah says, and not equal are the good deed and the bad deed. Repel evil by that deed which is better, and thereupon the one whom between you and him is enmity, as though they were devoted friends. But none is granted it except those who are patient, and none is granted it except one having a great portion of good. And if there comes to you anything from the shaitan, an evil suggestion, then seek refuge in Allah. Indeed, He is the hearing and the knowing. Therefore, we should be aware that shaitan is out to suggest us several evil things and induce us into doing what is wrong. Therefore, we should act with patience and restraint. We should be tolerant towards what is happening around us and work according to the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and our religious leaders. We should obtain their guidance before resorting to any action. We should always try to ascertain the truth before reacting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all and help us live as true servants to humanity, just as we live a life of piety and obedience to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us work towards the common benefit of this nation. May Allah bring unity amongst us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us all together in matters of good and piety. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all our sins and rid our community from all ills and tribulations and all those who are suffering from illnesses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them and bring give them shifa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all those who are facing difficulties, economic difficulties, family problems. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala solve all those problems for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring upon us His blessings in this world and give us what is good in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Wa akhir da'wana anil hamdulillah.